Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
So I'm speaking to Tristan from December Streets in Durban. We say, "Key December Streets." And to anyone who's hearing the words December Streets for the first time, who are December Streets and how do you fit into the general zeitgeist?
Okay, well, big question. But so basically December Streets is made up of six of us, and we've been doing music in South Africa as an indie pop act, and our genre's changed for the past 10 odd years. And we're continuing to push and continue to make music and get it out there to anyone that's willing to listen and enjoy.
Would we have heard anything by December Streets on commercial adult contemporary middle of the road?
Yeah, I'm sure you have. We had a song out a while back called Wild Heart or Magic. The most recent one is a song called Haters, which you would have heard on East Coast Radio.
Okay.
It's back.
So you guys have been grafting. You've got the street cred.
Yeah, good choice of words. We've been doing it for many years. It's been a journey from the start, and we keep going.
Now, when we started this, I read your name as Tristan Kutsia, and you said Trist, and then the rest of the band is made up of, now you need to correct me, is it Nico van Lochrenberg or Nico van Lochrenberg? Is it Gideon Meyer? Is it Gideon Meyer?
So those are old band members. We've really like shifted and changed over the past years as people have followed their passions as careers. So the Nico and Gideon were in the band in the beginning, way back in 2010, and they're now doctors and architects. At the moment, the band is made up of myself, Tristan. We have Dane on vocals. We have Matt on vocals. We have Boulder on trumpets, Cornel on drums, Tim on drums, Cornel on the bass.
Okay. So I heard you say Boulder, not Waldo.
He prefers Boulder, but most of us call him Waldo.
Okay.
Just to irritate him.
And now, how have you guys been like the last 6 months? Have you been working like under lockdown?
So the beauty of lockdown for us is we all have our own businesses and income, so we don't necessarily rely on the band for our income, which obviously helped a lot during lockdown, being live shows the main money driver, closed off. So the beauty for us is that we didn't have to rely on it, but also before lockdown, pre-lockdown and COVID, we were on the road continually, and it was really difficult for us to plot into our schedules time to sit down and really explore music again and dig into writing and like developing ourselves as an artist. So with this forced lockdown, we've just been sitting in studio and really exploring sound, exploring new music, and you know, evolving as writers and as a band. So we really appreciated that, and I mean the product of that being the new singles coming out over the course of the next 3 months, and it's been exciting.
Well, we're going to launch a new single today, Last Forever, on East Coast Radio. Now, I hear that it is a song written for people who might have experienced loss during this time, but I presume it's not just people who directly have lost, but people who've lost jobs, people who've lost a semblance of their life as normal, people who know people who have lost. How much are you delving into this theme of loss?
You've nailed it on the head there. For me, it's a personal journey of loss in heartbreak and friendship, like through the period of COVID. Relatably, as more I chatted to people about this idea of loss during lockdown particularly, it was super relevant. Like so many people have like either, like you said, lost their jobs or lost a sense of freedom, but like more directly lost friends or lost partners through long distance or through this, you know, forced like new world that we live in. And I wrote this out of a place where I lost someone like really dear to me, you know, partly because of COVID, partly not, but the point of the song being hopeful. So when you hear the single, like it is, I think one of our knacks as December Streets is to like write very upbeat, sing-along, catchy tunes, but then the message below, you know, disguised is a lot more hardcore if you listen to the lyrics, relatable. So he wrote this like, you know, catchy pop song that people will sing along to, and I hope that as soon as they start listening to the lyrics, they'll realize, whoa, this has actually got some substance to it.
Yeah.
So the overall message being that, like, for me, what I realized through this is that while some good things might come to an end, that is the learnings, you know, sphere for you to take through and walk into a new chapter of your life. And that's like kind of the place that I'm in now, and we as a band are evolving into, and we as South African population are coming out of lockdown in the world. So that's how I try to, you know, just string it together so people can relate to it and hopefully learn from it and enjoy it.
Are you hoping that the song will help people, you know, find a little bit of festivity in your music, but obviously deal with what we're going through right now? Because it is next to impossible to quantify how our lives have changed as a globe and as a people with, as you say, that list of things lost. I know also personally people who have passed on because of the virus, and then, my partner's not been able to see her child who's overseas, and my daughter hasn't been able to see her friends at school, and there's just this overwhelming sense of, you know, we were not prepared for this.
Yeah.
You get a sense that this song will kind of like let people know that we get you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really the idea of being able to let go of grief. So the last forever, this sentiment is that you really wish something, the best times of your life, those best relationships, moments, whatever it is, could last forever. But sometimes and often they don't. And it's kind of like grappling with that feeling of being able to let go and learn from that and move into a bigger and stronger portion of your life. Not forget about, but to, because it is a sentiment, there is nostalgia. You know, you wish that moment could last forever, but it doesn't. So while it's got that powerful messaging, and for me, if only one person, if this song can help one person, it sounds so cliche, but genuinely, as a writer, if one person benefits from this on an emotional level, helps them, we've succeeded. Like 100%. So I really hope that something makes you. And if they don't, I still hope that people still vibe to the song and jam to the song, because it really is an upbeat and catchy song. And I want that, I don't want it to be a heavy song. It's really upbeat, and I want people to sing along and enjoy it and carry a message of moving forward and, you know, in new chapters of life.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the ABBA story. You know, anyone who only ever heard ABBA music as backgrounds to scores in movies and didn't really listen to the lyrics would have thought this is like, this is just some funky Euro pop. Meanwhile, they touched on some really, really intense issues in their lyrics as well. So the
spot on.
And are those your dogs or mine?
That's mine.
It's also lockdown life. Eh?
Literally in the middle of important meetings and interviews.
Oh, no, but I think everyone's used to it. Also, I'm hoping that your single Lost Forever has some sort of cathartic element to it as well, and that people can find some sense of rejuvenation. Because unlike losing a loved one, when you lose a loved one, that loss is almost tangible, and then you can have burial and you can have a ceremony, and then a year later you go, okay, cool, this is what happened. But people can't quantify the loss. There's this constant reminding every day you wake up and go to sleep that something's not right, something's missing, something's gone. And it's hard for them to sort of like go, what is the new life? Because they haven't quite realized what, or you know, they haven't buried what is gone and haven't introduced themselves to what is the new.
Yes, no, exactly. I mean, I'm fortunate enough not to be able to relate on a level of someone passing on this dear to me. I hope that, you know, anyone that has experience that can find a relatability in the song. Absolutely, that would make this all worth it. 100% worth it.
Well, I'm looking forward to us launching it this morning. Lost Forever by December Streets. And you're also going to be hosting an online listening session to launch your new music. How does that work?
So obviously with the lockdown up until this point, the only medium for us to be able to perform live has been through the internet. And it's been a very interesting journey, like watching other artists locally and internationally do the online experience. We did one for Global Citizen in the beginning of lockdown, which was really cool. It was more of an acoustic small performance, and then we held off while we were writing music. And now that we're going into launching Last Forever and then the two singles thereafter, we thought what we did for our last EP, we had this awesome listening, intimate listening session with media and friends close by. But now with the limitations of lockdown, we're going online, and we're gonna have a few people here, a limited amount at our studio, and we're just going to play our new singles, talk about the new singles, what they mean. So like we chatted about Last Forever, but the other ones as well, and then play some of our older tracks and really just re-engage with our audience that hasn't heard from us in a while. Yeah, and for us to perform again is, I mean, we're all frothing, we're bouncing off the walls, ready to perform again.
So how do I join? How does anyone listening, if he wants to join, how do they join?
For sure. So there's a link on our social media. You can have a look. There's been a couple of posts made on Instagram and Facebook at December Streets. You'll see on our wall, there'll be a link where you can sign up and you can apply to join the listening session. And our media team will then send you a link. And on the day, I think it's 4 p.m. on Thursday, on Bright Friday, we're going to go live and we're going to re-engage, re-perform, get back into the groove.
Fantastic. Tristan, thank you so much for taking time to chat to us.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.